It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. People in Boulder have created a makeshift memorial with flowers and notes at the site of Monday's shooting at a King Superstore. Ellie and Eichen came to remember her friend Terry Liker, who was killed in Monday's shooting.
It's really nice to just be able to bring flowers, even though it's a small thing, but just showing people that we are a community and that we're all supporting each other means a lot. So I'm really happy that we were able to come here today.
Police say the investigation into the shootings continues. The death toll from Monday's shooting is extraordinary for Boulder. 10 people died in the attack. That's more than all the murders in Boulder for the previous 9 years combined. Starting today, COVID-19 restrictions get more strict in Pitkin County after an increase in case counts and positive tests. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
Pitkin is now the only Colorado county considered to be in the high-risk category. Among the required changes, restaurants and gyms can now operate at only 25% capacity unless they have special permission from the state. Earlier this month, Pitkin did away with a requirement that visitors spending the night had to have recently tested negative for COVID-19. This week, the City Council in Aspen, the county's largest community, voted to extend a mask mandate in its downtown. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Community partners in El Paso County are helping to address issues of equity in the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. KRCC's Elena Rivera checks in with one of them.
Julissa Soto with the statewide organization Servicios de la Raza estimates they've helped vaccinate around 2,000 Latinos in the county. She says it's still not enough.
And I feel frustrated because I wish I can do a clinic almost every day for the Spanish-speaking community, but, you know, my capacity.
Soto says staffing and resources have limited the amount of people the organization can host at vaccine clinics. The clinics also serve as a place to share coronavirus information in Spanish with community members. Soto says the organization is also planning vaccine clinics in Custer and Cheyenne counties, as well as in the southwest part of Colorado. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
There's snow along the Front Range today and sunny skies for western Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.